We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You've got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 19th day of May, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, obviously there's a lot of new developments in the last day and a half since Friday on the whole IRS scandal, Benghazi Gate, that IRS is serving as a distraction from. More and more, that's clear. The White House even basically admits that in their own arrogant way. We've got the spying on the reporters illegally and on the congressional cloakroom. I mean, just all of this directly out of an authoritarian nightmare. And then I've also got some points I want to make about Angelina Jolie having a double mastectomy. You know, I don't believe her herself is consciously involved in Big Pharma trying to get $4,000 per woman through Obamacare to have this gene typing done. But the big companies are certainly using it. Now a bunch of women are lining up sympathetically out of fear or out of rock stardom to mutilate themselves like this. I know it's a tough decision for anybody beyond tough, but this is becoming just a systematic idea that, hey, we're not going to ask why breast cancer is skyrocketing. We're just going to say, hey, let's have women, all women, remove their breast. It'd be like saying people are having brain cancer. So let's just remove everybody's brain preemptively. Or colon cancer is skyrocketing. Let's remove colons preemptively. Everyone has genetic markers. Some are more predisposed. That's true. But it's predisposed genetically in certain chemical and biological environments. We all have the same genetic lines have already always been there. They vary person to person, family to family, group to group, sub-race, but there's really just one human race, but sub-derivations, Anglo, Asian, the list goes on and on. The different groups are more predisposed. Native American groups, which are really land bridge crossing Asian groups, are more predisposed for pancreas type issues. But the issue here is this is being driven by the environment, not by the nature. It's being done by the nurture or the anti-nurture, because the same genetic lines were there, the same the same genetic lines were there, the same pre-markers were there. But why is it now all increasing? Well, we know it's the cocktail of chemicals and biologicals that we are hammered with. And they're going to have a job on their hands, regardless of what happens to me. They're going to have a job on their hands because of myself and millions of others that understand the eugenics agenda as we go from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 50-something. As we go from 1 out of a couple hundred with some type of psychological disorder to now 1 out of 5. Have statistics on that today. As we go from diabetes being 1 in maybe 100 50-something years ago to now 3 out of 10. Or pre-diabetic being 5 out of 10 in some Hispanic communities. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a Holocaust going on, and the system knows what's happening. Even if they're not behind it, which they're behind a lot of it. They write books about it, bragging about spiking our water with things and sterilizing us and how we're useless eaters. So that's going on. But regardless, they know. They know, and they're taking precautions of purifying water, non-GMO, not taking vaccines, and that comes out in the news. The establishment globalists are staying off all this stuff. So that's coming up as well. We've got David Knight in here. We're going to go over some clips of the Friday hearings with the IRS. It's bombshell. And we're going to get into Michael Moore and others basically saying it's treason to question government. It's all coming up today. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, we come back Sundays, and we are live right now, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is 4:06 and 27 seconds on the 19th day of May 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, here's what's coming up today. We've got InfoWars Nightly News and InfoWars Radio reporter David Knight coming in with a bunch of clips, really powerful stuff, and heartening information from the IRS hearings on Friday, where some Congress people are actually doing their jobs and saying, look, don't tell us these are mistakes. You did this on purpose. And you go around without due process taking people's bank accounts and their homes if they, quote, make mistakes. It's not mistakes. The IRS is the private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve with governmental power. It is a manifest fraud and part of the occupation of this country. That's just a fact. So that is coming up. Also, I was traumatized by this on Friday and didn't get to the meat of it, but I will today. I talked about it for almost an hour. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. Those that don't know about common sense or common history or the Constitution were like, well, what's the big deal? Military doesn't need the president's authorization to operate domestically. I mean, what an incredible statement. But they already say our military is under NATO control. So I guess that's what Congress has been told. They, of course, control the military and the purse strings. We're in very perilous times where just bombshell things are announced. Bombshell things are done. And it's put out there like it's no big deal. My father Friday texted me and he said, I'm listening to local radio, that show that attacks you whenever I listen. And they're admitting that tyranny's here and they can't believe it. And oh my gosh, they never thought it could be true. And I called my dad back and I said, yeah, but if I called in, they would make fun of me. Because that's a mantle of manliness in America, is to deny things and laugh at people that are right. And then see, folks that are even criticizing tyranny, like Piers Morgan nationally, is now saying, oh, we are seeing some tyranny out of Obama. I don't like it. We're going to play a clip of that. They're doing it because the people are waking up. That's why they're doing it. But I have been in public quite a bit. I went to a music recital that my daughters were in that had about, looked like a couple thousand people at it today at the School for the Deaf, as it's called. Still has the politically incorrect name. Oh, how horrible. But my daughters are not hearing impaired. That's where they had a big auditorium and they were having it. And all four security guards, or I think they were police, that I ran into were avid listeners. And they said, yeah, well, I'm not going to say what they said. But the point is that that's what I encounter everywhere. At the park, at Barton Springs, at the mall, in a grocery store, in a parking lot. And again, I'm just one guy. So that's a radar sonar ping that people are waking up. And there are a lot of talk shows that have talked about tyranny before, but they're really starting to get it. So I've had my ear to the ground, and I'm noticing the biggest tipping point right at the edge of it I've ever seen. And I have to make the realization, you know, to myself and then say it on air before I get into all this news so that people understand how powerful you are. You are the reason this radio show has been so successful. You resonating with our information, doing your own research, taking action, warning others, spreading the word about liberty and about threats to freedom. You have the power. If I can go anywhere in the world now and walk down the street and run into listeners everywhere. And if I go into a restaurant and there's a group of military and they run over and say, 40% of us are awake or half of us are awake and the others are waking up now. We're ready. and they're sophisticated and they know what's going on. What does that tell you about the New World Order? See, you feel like you're alone because you are not Ron Paul. You are not an Alex Jones. You do not get to see what's happening. And if you'll start speaking out more, and if you'll start wearing the banner of liberty more openly, you will realize the power you've got. And that if we just continue to wake up others, all our job is, I was jogging, if you can call it that, around the hike and bike trail last night at about 8 o'clock. And I was had sunglasses on, even though it was getting dark, so I don't want to be noticed, ball cap, all of it. And I probably had, let's not exaggerate, it wasn't even very crowded. Maybe 15 people stopped me just recognizing, I guess, the line of my face and shoulders. And I would try to stop and say, okay, hey, thank you. But they would say, three or four of them said, you made me wake up. You made me think. You made me get outside the box, stuff like that. And I would say, that's good, because I don't have all the answers. Just be more reflective, do more research, look at the world more, study things, and it'll all come clear to you. And that's really the good message that I've got to everybody out there, is that the reason they haven't trumped up charges and put me in prison, the reason they haven't killed me, is number one, God. I know God with providence smiles upon those who stand up against overwhelming odds and evil. That's always happened in history. But also, it's because a lot of people in the system are awake and just feel powerless and don't know what to do because it's so big. But also because the more evil people in the system realize, if you go back over my compendium of work, if you cut away the fat and the gristle, and there's plenty of that there, nobody's perfect. We have a great body of work, so there's certainly some tripping and falling and stumbling in that work. But it's been done from a place of love and history and research and trying to do the best job. That's why it's been such a formidable weapon against the globalists. I'm just giving you a status report here. But the establishment, the social engineers know when they hear this show and know when they study it, they know within the compendium, within the body of work, within the volumes, the voluminous volumes of datum, is the real essence of what's being constructed and what's being built by them. And the show itself is a think tank, because they're constantly in think tank meetings trying to gauge and control and dominate. They're not in full control. So it's hard for even their greater minds to study the larger cut and weave of this garment, because it is a patchwork but built from a position of dominance and corruption and selfishness, built by many generations of evil with good over many generations struggling against it. The world is not just full of evil, it's full of good. In fact, there's more good than evil. The frustration is that good is people are like children, not even so much stupid as they are innocent and childlike, laughing and giggling and running through the world. And that's where my real frustration comes, because I don't just know the enemy's program from studying them. They brag about what they're doing. Their great downfall is that they operate as if everyone is completely lobotomized, when in truth, the public is in a near trance medical state. You can look this up. Brainwaves have lowered. IQs have lowered in the Western world. Sperm counts have lowered, genetics have plunged. I've got a stack of news today about diabetes, cancer, everything else just shooting straight up. But there's no discussion of why is it shooting up. That's the great taboo. The discussion is how to give centralized groups involved in the eugenics depopulation program to give them all of the funding. To never speak, why is it increasing? Be like if doctors had hundreds of people coming into a city every day with gunshot wounds, never asking who shot them. So I'm going to try to cover news when we come back and get to some clips. It's just that's why we're still here, because there is good and evil in the world. Evil is not all powerful. They're just men and women as well. And they're even more important great truths.
Yeah, man. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. We are alive. We are conscious. We're not sleeping as the globalists just go about their business taking over the planet and trying to dumb everyone down so it's more easily managed. We believe that is a crime against humanity. Those of us that love freedom and human dignity and who are not so weirdly competitive that we seek to destroy our fellow humans, we wish to see humans empowered to the greatest level possible in our destiny, not destroyed. And just to finish up, the reason I was getting into the awakening that's happening is that there is hope. And if you will face the tyranny, then we have a chance to recognize what is bad and we have a chance to reverse it. But here's what blows me away. If you think the IRS harassing and persecuting pro-life groups, Tea Party groups, libertarian groups, Christian groups, we're going to cover this in detail in the next segment with one of our reporters in studio. If you think that's bad, that's nothing compared to what is really going on and what is in the back of the newspaper. Because so much of this stuff is actually available and even admitted in mainstream media, but they put it in the paper or online, just buried in headlines. 3 years ago, when the attack on Libya started covertly, it was in foreign press that our government and NATO was funding Al-Qaeda, bringing him into Benghazi, and that's why Hosni Mubarak was taken out of office, because even though he'd been a Western dictator, he said, I'm not going to put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, my neighbor. I'm not going to help you. Well, bye-bye, Hosni Mubarak. Well, look at the, again, London Telegraph today. It's also in Reuters. Al-Qaeda's Syrian wing takes over the oil fields once belonging to Assad. And the article goes on to say Al-Qaeda is now the main force in Syria, run by NATO, and that Israel is now saying that if there's any more resistance against them, they'll basically intensify bombing. Assyria has done nothing. That is Twilight Zone. But notice it's now mainstream news. They even had one of the deputy Mossad chiefs go public a few days ago and say it's a horrible idea to put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. Now, remember, when you go to the airport, folks, they're going to want to go in your wife's underwear to find bin Laden while they run it. And again, this isn't our whole government. When I say 9/11 is an inside job or Benghazi is an inside job, it means criminal elements are working with the most hardcore radical Muslim extremist out there. And that's why they're so scared of this show. They go, you say that George Bush had the plunger like Wile E. Coyote. No, that's not what I'm saying. George Bush couldn't even read off a teleprompter. But criminal, globalist, multinational elements that have taken over our government, that's what's happened. We're under a globalist soft coup. And now it's gotten to the point where they told Congress 3 times last year that NATO is what gives them orders and the president orders, not Congress. And if you know the Constitution, Bill of Rights, history, folks, that's treason. That's real treason. And so it's so frustrating to hear people going, oh, they were auditing tea parties? That's horrible. Impeach them. I guess Alex Jones has been right. Folks, that is nothing. We're going to cover this. Look, Obama scoffs at Libya outcry, but vows to act on IRS audit. New York Times, yeah. He wants you to go after that, as bad as it is, because, folks, Libya, there were hundreds of U.S. military in those NATO situation rooms and on those aircraft carriers that saw the two drones and the other aircraft and saw the whole 6 to 8 hour event go on there and saw the stand down. Now they're saying, what does it matter where Obama was that night? What does it matter? I've got White House spokesman on ABC. We're going to play the clip coming up going, so what if the law was broken with IRS? That doesn't matter. Hillary Clinton. But why does it matter who killed the ambassador? Why does it matter? What difference does it make?
What difference at this point does it make?
Absolutely. What difference at this point does it make? I mean, you know, next time a cop pulls me over for going 80 miles an hour, I'll go, what difference does it make that I'm speeding? Get about your business. Or, you know, let's say you kill your wife, folks. You beat her over the head with a baseball bat. Cops show up, there's blood everywhere. And they go, who killed her? What difference does it make? Or if a cop shoots some innocent person, how about the cop just says, hey, what difference does it make? I mean, this is ridiculous. And this is their new comeback. What difference does it make if the law was broken? What difference does it make if we got caught shipping guns into Mexico in Fast and Furious? What difference does it make? What difference does it make? And the only thing holding back justice is the Republicans know that if they bring real justice, the Democrats will fire back with all the skeletons they know about, and there'll be a full-on war within the two wings of the corrupt system. So they have a lot of reasons in the Republican leadership to not let this go where it should. But let me tell you something. This could get pushed out all the way, and it won't matter what the Republican leadership tries, because if the good Tea Party people that are taking over the Republican Party, that both the Democratic Party and Republican leadership has been demonizing and attacking, there's some really good people in there, folks. I know a lot of them. In fact, a lot of them behind the scenes I talk to who are scared to come on this show, and I don't even really need them on my show, so why do I care? They listen to my show. They get my talking points from research, not made-up garbage. And so I don't even try to get a lot of these congressmen and senators on, but I know they're listening. I know they're listening right now because I talk to them and they care about their grandkids and their children. And they know I'm telling the truth and they're smart enough to know history. This thing will destroy all the prosperity and will destroy this country. It either stops now, folks, or there's no turning the corruption back. You're either an anti-corruption system, which you're always battling it, but you keep it small, or you give into it, folks, and you're North Korea, you're Mexico. And I'm not putting down North Korea and Mexico. Most countries in history are run by horrible tyrants because people give in to it and then the sky's the limit. Now, David Knight is going to be in here in the next two segments getting into the IRS scandal. And then when I start the next hour, I will get to some really amazing clips, some really incredible clips. One of them is, we've already played, but it dovetails with this, Obama saying, you shouldn't worry about tyranny. That's diametrically opposed to what the founding fathers said. And then we're going to dovetail that with Bill Maher Friday night, with Michael Moore saying it's treason to not do what the president wants, to block him. I'm not kidding. Of course, that's the opposite of treason. That separation of powers, what we're supposed to have, checks and balances. And then they go further to say that basically admit they're going to get all our guns. So, and that video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then, but Piers Morgan now says he's worried about tyranny. He's not doing that because he cares. He is a tyrant. I know him. I've looked into his soul. He's doing it because he knows liberty's popular.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, for the balance of the hour, Infowars.com reporter David Knight's going to be with us getting deep into the IRS scandal, playing some clips from the latest hearings on Friday, dealing with the persecution of Christians and Tea Party people and libertarians and pro-gun groups by the IRS. Now, the essence of tyranny is government doing something or ordering something that violates common law, common sense. And the telltale sign of tyranny is when it's an unjust weight and balance, when not only are they oppressing you, but then groups affiliated with them are exempt. It's now in the Associated Press. It's now in mainstream news. We're going to be getting to it. Where at the orders of Planned Parenthood, which is really Rockefeller Foundation, that's the real government, they said, go shut down these anti-abortion groups. And I've got headlines here. IRS demanded info on pro-life groups' prayers. That's beyond North Korea. And I heard talk show hosts on Friday going, well, maybe that's reasonable. Maybe you shouldn't pray a prayer against corrupt government. Violation of the First Amendment. The First Amendment says the government has no jurisdiction in your religion. It's been turned around backwards, but they use your ignorance. Here's another one. IRS Commissioner stonewalls on praying and prying into pro-life groups' prayers. IRS to pro-life groups, you know you're going to have to give up this whole protest thing, right? It's telling churches you can't go out and protest against whatever it is your religion or your belief says is wrong. This is pure authoritarianism, but as long as you put a peace prize on it, bomb and kill whoever you want, as long as you ban free speech, but hey, it's a black guy, he's liberal. That's why the establishment, the globalists, the foreign banks that have taken over this country, put Obama in as a cynical joke, folks. I'm telling you, if Hitler would have worn a pink uniform, he could have killed the entire planet, and people would have given their children to him to kill if he wore a pink uniform. I mean, it's all about the surface of things. And this is the insanity of this. And this IRS thing has really finally clicked with people. But here's the issue. What you're even hearing in the news isn't one-tenth of it. Churches all over America are given letters by the IRS that we've shown and covered where they say, if you go on a picnic with the church, tell people don't talk about politics there. I mean, folks, you have a First Amendment. Your preacher can say whatever they want. This country was founded by the Black Brigades, the preachers. We sell books at InfoWarsStore.com like Romans 13. The true meaning of submission that breaks down there. It's all a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. It was Christians that led the fight in the 1830s, 40s, 50s, 60s against slavery. And that was the law then, and they were against the law. And they went and were involved in civil disobedience. Some Christians, like John Brown, went around and killed people. Now, the issue here is, do you want to be an American or not? Do you have an identity? Or is it just football and acting tough? Because the identity of America is checks and balances. And the churches have become kept creatures of the government, like in the Soviet Union. With their 501c3, they're no longer churches. They are now tax-exempt charities. And that's how the trick was done. Churches, the government still has no regulatory power over, but they trick you. Oh, here's a paper. Sign this, waiving your rights. So this is a big deal, and I want to play this clip and then go to David Knight, because here's the question for everybody out there. Obama said just a few weeks ago, you know, don't worry about tyranny, don't believe people that talk about that, and then you see the tyranny all around you, and we're at the critical juncture, because if we don't recognize the tyranny now, when it's gotten so bad, and if we succumb to it, the sky's the limit. So this is kind of the point where America's finally gotten so drunk on corruption, we may throw up. And, you know, begin reversing where we're going. But if America drinks too much more moonshine or Everclear, we may die of tyranny poisoning, alcohol poisoning. We've reached that point, folks, where even the dumbest people, even the people that have sold themselves out to tyranny and made excuses are going, wow, that sounds like oppression. In Nazi Germany, it started in 1933, 34, 35, going after Christian groups that didn't support Hitler and Jewish groups and others. And people said, well, those are just those minorities. It's okay. And it started out with tax audits and shutting down their businesses. Folks, this is incredible political persecution. This is amazing. And of course it was ordered from the highest levels. That's now coming out. David Knight, I want to play this clip of Obama, and we're going to get your report. We're going to have you a little bit in the next hour here. But here is Obama saying, don't worry about tyranny, because he knew the AP was already sitting on this story. And so were the Republican leadership. It's now come out. That's now come out. They knew a year ago because they are scared to go this direction. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
All right, that's enough. Next hour, I'm going to play him saying gumming up the works, and then I have Bill Maher saying it's treason to not do what Obama wants. I mean, whoa. It is treason to not follow the Führer. The Führer will save Germany, but those opposing him are the reason that the Reich is in trouble. Hail Obama. You do not hail Obama, you will be arrested. David Knight, we're going to break in about 4 minutes, but I mean, how much will we take?
Well, that's a good question, you know, because for a long time, since the 1950s, as you mentioned, the IRS has been intimidating these different churches by turning them into tax-exempt organizations. And there was a thing called the Johnson Amendment that was put in by Lyndon Johnson. And a few years ago, an organization called Alliance Defending Freedom started organizing some pastors. They only had a couple of dozen the first year. And after about 4 years, just this most recent one, this fall, they had 1,500 pastors who basically recorded their sermon, which was politically explicit, explicitly endorsing a candidate, and taped it and sent it to the IRS. This is a growing rebellion. It was just only 500 the year before, and then within 1 year, it went from 500 to 1,500. They are intimidating people. That's the way they've handled the churches for a long time. But this is reaching an all new level when you look at this intimidation of pro-life organizations. This testimony from Representative Aaron
Schacht. They're now telling them we want to know your prayers and you can't protest.
That's right. This testimony from Representative Aaron Schacht, he had a document from the Thomas More Foundation, 150-page report, and it documented the kinds of intimidation that the IRS was using against pro-life organizations. And we've got a clip of that. I don't know if we're ready to play that.
Sure, let's go ahead and play that clip in a moment. But I just want to go back to something here before we go to that. The First Amendment that we're talking about here says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I mean, I don't agree with people chopping the heads off goats or some groups running around on hallucinogens, but that's their right. Under their religion, government has no jurisdiction there.
That's right. The wall of separation was something that a term that came up with Thomas Jefferson, and he was reassuring the Danbury Baptist Church that the federal government was not going to be doing anything to their churches. So what he was saying is that there's a wall around the federal government. What they've done is they put that wall around the churches, so the federal government is free to do anything it wants to intimidate anybody in any way they wish. And the churches now are operating inside a wall that gets, you know, Washington said, the British people walk about freely, but it's between high walls. Well, those walls are getting higher and they're getting narrower all the time. And a lot of it is coming from IRS intimidation.
Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to the representative's point from Friday. Here it is.
Their question specifically asked from the IRS to the Coalition for Life of Iowa, quote, please detail the content of the members of your organization's prayers. Would that be an appropriate question to a 501c3 applicant? The content of one's prayers.
It pains me to say I can't speak to that one either, but that's an...
You don't know whether or not that would be an appropriate question to ask an applicant?
Speaking outside of this case, which I don't know anything about, it would surprise me that that question was asked.
See, and of course, it's come out in the Washington Post, you name it, they did do that. And the media is like, hey, that's a good idea. We know what your prayers are. And notice, they'll always deny it up on the stand so there can never be a debate about it while they, like gangs, show up. I mean, I know Christian authors, folks, 20 years ago that were audited and shut down because of their free speech and criticism. Pastors that wrote books, you know, saying it's wrong that, well, it happened to Tex Mars, that Jocelyn Elders wanted to teach five-year-olds how to masturbate. They came and shut him down.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so David Knight's in here in studio with us. I'm Alex Jones. Here is the First Amendment. I know they'll call that a conspiracy theory. That's what they do. They hope you don't look into info and they just say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. We bought 2 billion bullets. It's a conspiracy theory that the Army's training to take your guns, even though it's on their own website, hoping you're ignorant. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory that the IRS is targeting the Tea Party. I told you that 4 years ago. We broke Fast and Furious before we even knew the name. They're shipping guns to Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment. Came out. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, that is the First Amendment. And most people think it's about the freedom to, you know, dress up like a woman on the street corner. Fine, you got that freedom. But it's really about religious organizations and others having their own right where the government doesn't try to control religion because it did that everywhere else. Now it means the government controls religion and you have no freedom. That's what I was taught in high school and college. The government runs religion. And religion must worship government or you're arrested. And then everyone goes, oh, yes, I'm in the Soviet Union. And this is where we are, where they're now saying, well, what do you pray? What do you, and we want the name of the students' groups you're praying with. What do you pray? I mean, now the IRS is getting your medical records. They're being sued for having 6 million medical records they've seized. They are there to intimidate. They are there. I've talked to the authors. I've had them on the show where they came in 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and they come in and they say, you will not write and talk bad about Hillary Clinton anymore. Is that clear? And they say, I will not. And they go, you're under arrest. Okay, this is America, and we're supposed to get afraid. By the way, they're bringing all this out now. I said 6 million. Excuse me. It's IRS sued for seizing 60 million medical records. Washington Times. See, it's always, my brain tends to downsize things, not exaggerate them. People always say, he's exaggerating. No, I'm not exaggerating. Most of the time, it's the opposite. My memory fails. It just downgrades it. It couldn't be 60 million, David. It's 6 million. And there's no death panels. Then, of course, there's death panels. Again, these people are not liberals. They're authoritarians. David Knight, let's continue here. I mean, how big is this?
Well, what you keep hearing from them is mistakes have been made. We didn't do anything illegal. Maybe there was a little bit too much zeal for efficiency on the parts of...
It was a few people. Hitler didn't do Nazi Germany. It was a low-level private in the German army.
Well, you know, you always hear patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. The first refuge, it seems to be, is incompetence. To say, well, mistakes were made. We were just incompetent. We were doing our best, so you need to give us more control over your life. You need to give us more employees, more money to do all this sort of thing. But
by the way, no one will pull it up because I guess everybody's stupid. I remember 3 years ago, Rachel Maddow saying, we need to take their tax exemption. Go after these groups. They're on record.
Absolutely.
Who's going to pull that up? Go ahead.
Well, as we mentioned before, they've been doing this to churches for a long time. Now they're branching this out to pro-life organizations, even to Billy Graham's organization, Samaritan's Purse. Now,
but there was no order.
Right, right, right. But now that was done after these groups were politically active on the other side. And as you mentioned before, they're not doing it to the groups on the left. They're not asking them these kinds of questions.
And I've got to say, I've never seen, I'm not a Republican. It's just the Democrats are kind of the vanguard of the takeover. The Republicans are like the placeholder just to make us think we're, you know, doing okay and that there's an opposition. I've never seen Republicans do stuff like this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to say that. As much as I said against Bush and them, they never really persecuted me. It's been under Obama.
Right. The pervasiveness of it, the extent of it is what's really new. And we look at groups like, again, Samaritan's Purse. The things that they're involved in are disaster relief, domestic and foreign. They have Operation Christmas Child, where you take shoe boxes full of toys and give it to them, and they distribute it overseas.
Even innocuous groups are being targeted. That's the point. Selling out to this and appeasing won't get it off your back.
And what I want to do is I want to talk to the evangelical Christians out there who, for the most part, they understand what needs to be done, but they're really not paying attention. They're too busy maybe with their potluck dinners, that sort of thing. If they're going to get involved with supporting things like disaster relief and Operation Christmas Child, the reason those are there, the reason he's got Samaritan's Purse is because it really rings hollow to share God's love with somebody when you're not willing to go out and take care of them physically. That's the whole idea.
I give a lot of money to groups that take care of children.
Exactly. So why don't Christians get worried about what's going on here in this country? Why don't they get involved politically as their children are being enslaved and poisoned? Why don't they pay attention to this? Why don't they get angry and do something?
Well, I mean, I take care of kids in Africa and the Philippines through some of the groups, monthly payments, but I also have given a lot more money to, I'm not bragging now, I never said this on air, to need here in the U.S.
Exactly.
But I don't give money to, quote, find mentally ill children so they can grab your kids and say they're mentally ill to get money. Most of it's fake charities. I give money for hospital beds or food.
Well, what I'm saying is, with what we're seeing now with these audits, asking people what the content of their prayer is, just that's just nothing but deliberate intimidation. You're not going to ask people for reams and reams of information that is going to take a U-Haul.
And now it's tell us your thoughts.
Exactly. Can they look at this and see where this is headed? See the tyranny and that
see where it's headed? I think it's already there.
Exactly. But I mean, extrapolate this out and see how much worse it's going to get in all aspects.
Well,
of
they're
life.
Having the hearings and changing the law to take your bank account. Europe's already done it. They already admit they're going to, that's why they're getting ready for civil unrest. Folks, they're going to take everything you've got, you idiots. I mean, it's just bending over is the way to make them attack harder.
Hopefully some of these Christians are going to wake up. We've already had, like I said, with the Pulpit Freedom Sunday, they've had, it's exploded in the last year from 500 to 1,500 wrote letters in defiance of the IRS rules, which are not laws, they're just rules that were put in. And they defied that, and the IRS is not coming back after them. The IRS basically backed off and is totally silent about this.
It's a criminal organization.
By intimidation. And Christians have got to see this and even see the broader picture. You know, as you said, it's already here. This kind of intimidation has been here for a long time. And Christian churches have gotten so passive about politics and about current events here in the United States that they're losing their freedoms, they're losing their economy, they're having all kinds of things put upon them, and maybe this will be the wake-up call where they can see
the extent of it. Yeah, because exactly, Christ and all the prophets before him never submitted to tyranny. That's a lying modern doctrine that you submit to it. He submitted at the end of the sacrifice, but said, sell your cloak, sell your script, go get a sword. But all of them said no. They said no to the corrupt authority.
That's right.
I mean, I guess they should have followed orders, not gone in the lion's den, followed orders, not gone in the furnace. All of the, Paul shouldn't have been locked up in jail.
People understand when they look at things like this, Operation Christmas Child.
And why did Moses not submit to Pharaoh? He should have.
That's right.
He was evil.
That's right. It ought to instantly grate against them.
He should have rendered to Pharaoh.
Just as it did William Wilberforce when he fought against slavery for his entire life in Parliament.
Well, he was evil. He should have supported the law.
Right. They ought to have a fundamental anger about this kind of tyranny, and they ought to do something about it. But they've been pacified, and largely it's been by the IRS over several decades.
Listen, I've tried to go. I'm going to keep you in the next hour to continue on this, but I've tried to go, let's not exaggerate, I don't know, 20 churches over the last 15 years in Austin. And it may even be a good preacher, good overall, but you can see them get in the mode of every other sermon to deliver a government worship session, mm-hmm. knowing they're doing that for the government spies they on record put in all the big churches, right. Even the small ones. And I just go, that's it, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Because that is devilish. And to give your support to a church that's consciously a government agency is, I mean, you might as well just go sell out to the New World Order.
Well, maybe they can finally wake up when they see the absurd extremes that this has come into, where they ask for the contents of people's prayer, where they go to pro-life organizations and say, tell us what you put on your signs. When they go to a pro-life organization and say, are you presenting both sides of the abortion argument? Well, by definition, of course they're not. That's not what they're about. They're not there to...
There's not a fairness doctrine in free speech.
Exactly.
When they've got a guy, you know, like from NAMBLA out there saying he should be able to date your five-year-old daughter or son... They don't go to NAMBLA, who's tax-free, and say, did you hold up signs saying pedophilia is wrong?
But if you speak out for traditional marriage, then you're put on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group, and they've got the Pentagon.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. I don't hate people for what they're doing sexually in their own life, but they're trying, some of those groups, to get into schools to teach five-year-old stuff.
Right.
It's like, stay away from my kids, man.
Right.
You know, it's real simple.
But they put mainstream Christian organizations like the Family Research Council and Focus on the Family, they put them on hate lists.
And then they get shot up. Then they get shot up.
Yeah, they actually did. They actually did incite hate. Southern Poverty Law Center. They put them on these lists to intimidate them. And we've seen that happening just a month ago. We saw all these things coming out from the Pentagon. And now we see the IRS doing this with prayers.
By the way, I hope all of you selling this evil think it's great, because when some pervert attacks your daughter or son, you ask for it. I mean, let me tell you, folks, every society when it's about to fall does this. And the people out there claiming they want equality and all this, no, the truth is they want to pull down marriage. Not all of them, but the main groups driving it, because they don't like us. That's the issue. I'm here to tell you right now, I've studied it, I've looked at it. Planned Parenthood is a eugenics death cult. And they're calling the shots. That's mainstream news at the IRS saying, I want you to go out and shut these people down. David Icke, stay with us for another 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to get some more congressional clips where the IRS got grilled last Friday. Benghazi Gate and a ton more coming up. And we'll look at billionaires that are tax-free but want to raise your taxes coming up next hour.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, wild horses could not drag me away. I get David Knight, my reporter, in here with all these video clips we're going to play in the next segment. He starts talking about how they're telling pro-life groups you can't protest. They're telling people, well, you got to go out and be pro-abortion half the time. Your free speech, they can't tell you what to do. Anytime I try to demonstrate around the country, the cops come up and go, where's your permit? And I go, it's the First Amendment. You know, this city, this county's lost lawsuits over this. The free speech zones have been thrown out. Paul Watson has been contacted by the police in Watford. He lives like 70 miles away on the other side of London, a suburb southern. This is a suburb northern, northwestern. They want to drop by his house and talk to him. They want to talk to me. And so I guess I'll call him up this week about what are you planning in England? They know, but it's like acting like we're doing something wrong. A bunch of global crooks meeting in secret to decide policy. It's come out. They've been indicted before over Lockheed Martin scams, you name it. We want to cover a mafia event, and then it's like we're bad.
It's intimidation.
Well, yeah, it doesn't intimidate us, so I'm going to call tomorrow for a massive demonstration, folks. You've got to go to London. Even if they try to block me getting there, I'm going to have my people there. They're not going to stop. I mean, it's like, how do these people sell their families out? Well, they're hired guns. But let me tell you, hired guns, when everybody sells out, the bottom falls, and you become North Korea, you're going to wish, all of you that serve evil. That's one thing I've noticed in history and life, David. People that serve evil always have it come back on them. So I start ranting and hyperventilating, and I invited you up here. You can't even get to your points, but people, I think, understand it's because I am just so blown away by this. And I think the outrage is beginning. I want to come back with all the news on the immigration bill, the rest of it, the next segment. But do you think this, because I've been feeling the tipping point and seeing it. I think if either it tips and we reverse, or we just accept it like Mexico or Russia, that we're living under corruption and it's a fate worse than death.
Well, that's exactly it. I hope we have reached the tipping point. And there's hope that it's gotten to such an absurd point. When they ask for the contents of your prayers, I mean, how much more absurd does it have to get? How much more intimidating? And the question is,
where's the Fifth Amendment?
Exactly. They say, well, we don't have to worry about tyranny. Isn't intimidation, prior constraint, denial of due process, isn't all that stuff?
That's how it always begins. That's why demonstrations aren't big anymore, because they'll try to put you in jail for it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They'll constrict you to one little free speech corner that's far away from
you. And by the way, police, when you're part of this, you literally are burning down your own future. I mean,
that's right. That's right. They intimidate people. You know, when I hear this, I think about the words from the Simon and Garfunkel song, "Would Like to Know a Little Bit About You for Our Files." You know, "Would Like to Help You Learn to Help Yourself." I mean, it's gotten to the point, though, that when they ask this kind of stuff and when they single out groups that are opposed to them, people who have been passive, who have been a part of this, who've just acquiesced to this just to get along so they could keep their tax deduction for their church or whatever, they've got to understand where this is headed. They've got to see where we are now, and they've got to do something for their children's future. This is the sort of thing that they have to wake up for. The Bible says that when there's a period of restoration, God will turn the father's hearts towards their children. Now's the time.
Well, it is now the time, and people have gotten into religion of being cowards, and we just want to win souls instead of rocking the boat. You're not going to win any souls preaching what you're preaching, and your children aren't going to be safe, you fools.
That's right.
You are destroying yourself by your acquiescence. You are opening the gate.
When you're totally divorced from the realities of what's going on in society, when you let everybody, when you let them steal your freedoms, when you let them establish this kind of tyranny, that's when, you have to wake up at this point. Let's take a clip from Representative Mike Kelly. And I hope that he's really serious about this. I hope he's not just grandstanding to get a standing ovation. He got a standing ovation from this. I hope he really sincerely believes this. I hope he's going to do something about
it. Well, no, he seems...
Can't just wait for the congressman to do something about it. We've got to do something.
Absolutely. We're going to break. We're going to come back and play that in your final segment and get more into the immigration bill. And then I'll get into all the other clips where they're now saying on HBO... with Bill Maher and the self-propelled stomach, that Michael Moore, that if you do not do everything they say, it's treason. I mean, that is the essence of authoritarianism. And again, these people are conscious authoritarians. They're not liberals. There's a lot of well-meaning liberals that are like, let's teach equality to your five-year-old so people don't get bullied. But it's not meant for that.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
It's Alex Jones.
By the way, I did a big in-depth video interview with Mike Judge last week, who has been a longtime listener of the show. We've been a longtime fan of his. King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, Extract, Office Space, Idiocracy. And he even got political, which he never does. That's going to be airing Thursday on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's about a 50-minute interview, but we'll cut it down to about an hour. That will premiere Thursday here on the syndicated radio broadcast. Now, if you just joined us, I got a bunch of other Benghazi news, police state news. I'm going to get into this cancer rates exploding. So why don't we talk about why it's increasing instead of like everybody, you know, we might get brain cancer. Let's remove our brains. Eye cancer is up. Retina cancer. Let's remove our eyes. Breast cancer is up. Let's just remove our breast. Colon cancer is up. Let's remove our colon. I mean, I guess for government officials, that might be good. They could have a what do you call having your brain removed for your health? I guess they're coming out with vaccines. Now, we've been bantering back and forth in the last 30 minutes, but the other points before we shift gears out of the IRS situation, with this clip that you were talking about, Representative Mike Kelly, tell folks about this.
Yeah, hopefully, I want people to listen to this. He got a standing ovation with this, and he's talking to them. He basically says, is there anything that you can't ask? In other words, trying to get a sense from the IRS official there, is there anything that you think that the law prohibits you from doing? And it's pretty amazing to hear what the guy says. So let's take a look at that.
Yeah, let's see this clip.
Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? Is there anything at all? Is there any way that we could ask you? Is there any question that you shouldn't have asked? My goodness, how much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard? This is a tax question. I am more concerned today than I was before. And the fact that you all can do just about anything you want to anybody, you know, you can put anybody out of business that you want anytime you want. And I got to tell you, you talked about you're a horribly run organization. If you're on the other side of the fence, you're not given that excuse. And when the IRS comes in, you're not allowed to be shoddy. You're not allowed to be run horribly. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to do one damn thing that doesn't come in compliance. If you do, you're held responsible right then. I just think the American people have seen what's going on right now in their government. This is absolutely an overreach, and this is an outrage for all America. I yield back.
All right.
So, Infowars.com reporter David Knight, the IRS takes your house, your bank accounts without even the fake IRS court saying so. And it's a kangaroo court, not a real constitutional court. That's why when it's criminal and they actually bring a case against you, at least there's a puppet jury they bring in. The IRS takes bank accounts and just laughs at people while the ultra rich, I'm going to cover this later, are exempt, lobbying for more taxes on us. But absolutely, the IRS wants to know your prayers. I mean, the reason the IRS is being used to run healthcare and everything now and getting our healthcare records is because they are the lawless criminal group and they've gotten away with bloody murder. And so, yes, they're the group everyone fears. They will be the Gestapo.
Well, they operate under the presumption that you're guilty and you have to prove your innocence. I mean, that's exactly the upside down opposite of what our law says.
But then you can't even prove it.
They've done that over and over again. And so the IRS has really been at the forefront of destroying our civil liberties and due process. Then it was they picked up the ball with the DEA and the drug wars. And now we see this
asset happening. Forfeiture seizure where they pull an old lady over and she has $1,000 in her wallet and they just take it. No judge, no jury. Now, that's North Korea, man. And everybody's like, well, America isn't a tyranny yet. Yes, it is. And then we're going to get in more trouble till you admit it, America.
Then they step it up even higher with the war on terrorism. So each one of these organizations is stepping it up to another level.
And now they're saying that the terrorists aren't Al-Qaeda. It's the Tea Party and conservatives.
Right. You know, even Piers Morgan and Joe Scarborough realized that this IRS scandal has implications for the Second Amendment and the gun registration. And I think it's interesting to see not only the pattern of tyranny, but the idea that all of these major legislative pushes that Obama is pushing through, every single one of them comes with calls for a lot more information to be kept on the American people.
Well, take the new census, totally unconstitutional. Businesses get a yearly one where they ask all these questions that they couldn't make you ask in a criminal investigation. It's all fraudulent, just bureaucrats seeing what you'll do and then threatening you.
And when you do that, if you go in and you start to tell them the contents of your prayers or any of the other ridiculous stuff,
it empowers them.
It empowers them because when they were going in and telling these groups, some of the more prosaic things that they were asking were things like, tell us everything that you plan on passing out at future meetings, all the politicians that you're going to talk to, and so forth and so on.
It's a chilling effect.
If you give them any kind of answer that they can later claim that you lied to them on, okay, you've basically committed perjury. So it's essentially not only intimidation, but it's also entrapment. But think about, we talked about how gun control, they're focusing on registration and database collection. Look at this immigration law they're coming out with. Over and over again within that bill, and it's a huge bill.
It's national biometric ID card for us, and the illegals are exempt.
Absolutely. Well, they're putting it in there as a condition for the illegals, but they're also...
But they always waive it. They always waive it.
Yeah, they're also going to have this be a national database where the Social Security Administration is going to collect all this information on you and your biometric information before you're going to be allowed to get a job, because they're going to have to determine whether or not you're an illegal alien, and they're going to use all that biometric information for passports. So they're going to use it to control whether you can get in and out of...
Meanwhile, Obama has already, by fiat, stopped the deportations and is just legalizing them anyways.
Right. So what they're doing is, again, what they're doing is they're using this false facade of the immigration bill to establish a biometric tyranny, a tyranny where they're going to have us have to get permission and the okay of the Department of Social Security and other government organizations in order to have a job.
Oh, well, they admit that already goes on, but now it's going to be more.
Oh, it's going to be formalized.
They want the biometrics, which they already have through the driver's license, federalized national ID, because you're going to go thumbprint or face print, you know, digital photo when you buy and sell. They say if you're not a good globalist, you're not even going to be able to buy and sell. Gee, I heard of that before, but the preachers won't talk about it because that's political.
Exactly.
And they won't talk about how they're going to try to recruit five-year-olds into sexual activities in the public schools because that's political. And they won't talk about anything because that's political.
So maybe this will be a wake-up moment for them. Maybe when they see the kinds of actions of the IRS, they will believe that this biometric information that the government is now looking for to make everyone have to get permission from Washington to get a job, to travel, to do anything, maybe that will be a wake-up call now for the churches. Hopefully it will. Some of the people have to wake up and do something.
Well, the churches just go, that means the end of the world's next week. Right. But then it's not going to happen.
Right, yeah. That's the sad part about it. So many of them look at it. They look at they have this eschatology that says that they're not going to go through any trouble. And so they look at this as a positive thing that they actually want to see happen. And that's one of the things that makes them passive. It's not just the IRS. It's also...
And of course, the pre-tribulation rapture was not taught until about 150 years ago.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, a five-year-old could read the Bible, and it clearly is not there.
Right. The Darby sisters. Yeah. It's very sad.
I mean, even if you're not a Christian, folks, supposedly 77% of this country calls themselves that. The Bible is clear that the Antichrist comes, wages war on the saints, overcomes them. There's the biggest revival ever. And then the dead in Christ are raised and the living in Christ are raised. And I mean, it's after the archangel ties up the devil and all that. I mean, it just isn't there. But your whore preachers work for the New World Order and are going to sell you straight to hell.
Well, you got to ask whether a very complicated eschatology ought to trump the basic moral principles that are taught in the Bible.
Oh, God's going to say, I don't know you. Yeah, let's just say there's a pre-tribulation rapture. You're not going to fight any of this tyranny because you all go basically to your social club of the church to all feel good about yourselves?
Martin Luther said, if I knew the world was going to end tomorrow, I would still plant a tree today. And that's the kind of mindset that Christians need to have. They need to understand the basic moral principles, that they need to fight for those as long as they're alive. And there's no excuse not to do that.
Well, we become a nation of cowards on average who worship tyranny. And now it people notice their prosperity's going. That's why they're mad about the tyranny. And let me explain something to you. For every inch of tyranny they get, you lose an inch of freedom. And now they're gaining light years of tyranny, and you're losing light years of liberty. Thank you, David Knight.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the exact same handful of globalist megabanks that own the big insurance companies, that own the major infrastructure, that make their money off of government contracts and putting their own politicians in power, they were the ones all over Europe taking people's private bank accounts of paid-for tax money. After tax money. They are the ones then that exempt their own operatives in government and corporations from all the taxes. And that's why I get so upset. This is lawless criminality. I've watched them do it in Latin America, in Asia, in Europe. The very same people. And I've interviewed professors of economics and the number three in the Japanese government and top EU parliament members concurring with my analysis, with their analysis. This is not my opinion. I'm a person that literally eats, sleeps, drinks, and dreams this stuff. All I do is research. And that's what's frustrating. I then talk to the general public. You're not stupid on average, new listeners. You just don't care and aren't informed about geopolitics. And you don't know about due process, the Bill of Rights, Constitution. You probably haven't interviewed over 100 constitutional lawyers like I have on air. I live this stuff. I live case law. I live history. I live it. I live it. To quite frankly an embarrassing level. I was at a two-hour music recital, different groups of kids up there at a big facility today, and I was sitting there, except when my kids came out, listening to law tapes for 2 hours because I can't help it. I cannot sit there and watch people dance for 2 hours. I had to listen to law tapes while I was there. And I'm not bragging. It's just that it freaks me out to be absolutely confirmed in all of this. I mean, it is devastating how much danger we're in. And then people are like, wow, the IRS is intimidating people. I guess we are in trouble. Man, if you knew how much trouble we're in, we would fix this very quickly. Where is your common sense? Gazelles run from lions. Deer in the forest of northern India, you know, run from the Bengal tiger. I mean, just at least run from it. But running from it doesn't mean crouching. Does a gazelle to a lion get in front of it and grovel? And then the lion is nice to them? That's what you're doing. I mean, if you want to run from this, I would respect that more, out of the fire into the frying pan. Other countries are under the same tyranny as well. I would respect it more. But just the groveling and I'll get ahead toadying. You have empowered this. And man, I watched over the last 7 years where they've been changing laws and regulations and have already been taken. They've already spent all the federal pension funds. They're now paying for it with treasury notes and totally worthless garbage. I mean, folks, there's no way. I sat there this morning after I had swum some laps in a swimming pool in Austin. And I laid there and listened to a group of school teachers talk about how they couldn't pay their bills with what they were paid and how the government owed them more. And there was more money and how these people are out of work in their family who don't work for the government, but it'll be okay. And I'm sitting there going, hey, we've been signed on to $2 quadrillion in fake derivatives debts. That's, let's be honest. I mean, let's be conservative. I don't know what, it's like 30, 40, 50 times all the wealth in all the world. Some estimates are over 100 times. But let's just say it's a lot more than we can pay back, and it isn't our debt. We've got a $17 trillion debt ourselves. The domestic product is at $17 trillion a year. Our credit rating is being lowered, and this was all done by design. I had economists on, like George Humphrey, former Austin City Council member, but that's not why I'm impressed by him. He's a successful businessman who owns stuff all over the world, lives all over the world. I'm not going to even get into how much money he's probably worth. So busy, he can't even come on this show, living all over the world. And I remember interviewing him in 1998, and he laid out everything was going to happen. Derivatives, the quadrillion, the whole plan, the plan to implode us, and it all happened. Ron Paul, same thing, all happened. And I'm sitting here loving this country. and loving freedom and going into debt bondage, and I see the childlike public having no idea how much trouble we're in. I want to go to a bunch of clips. We got guests coming up. Adam Kokesh has been arrested. You know, the guy that called for an armed peaceful march on Washington to exercise the Second Amendment and civil disobedience. But let's go to some of these clips. Here's Obama saying, don't worry about tyranny. And then I'll get to the new clips. Here is Obama saying, don't worry about tyranny. When that's 180 degrees from what the founders said. Here it is.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
All right, that's enough. Tyranny's always lurking around the corner. Hell, it's in our lap right now, and it's crushing us. It weighs like 5,000 pounds. I want it off my back. Now, let's go to a clip. The whole clip's up on Infowars.com because it's incredible. And it's Bill Maher and it's Michael Moore. We're going to analyze it and critique it here. And they're saying it's treason to try to repeal Obamacare and have 37 different House members introduce bills. That's their right as elected representatives of the people to try to repeal that unconstitutional monstrosity written by foreign insurance companies that have doubled the rates to rape people. And they lie on the show and say it's lowered rates, like their audience is idiots. Then Michael Moore goes, it doesn't matter. The conservatives have been defeated. Look at the demographics. The demographics of people from countries that have no freedom, that think the government's their friend, they don't think that. They're thinking short term. I mean, demographics, the Republicans aren't going to save us. Their establishment as well at the highest levels. But the Tea Party type people, that's who all of them are after. So let's go to this disgusting clip where Michael Moore says America doesn't want guns. Here it is.
What about trying to repeal it for the 37th time? Is that a wise use of our resources and time? I mean, it's at some point, obstruction becomes, I don't know, treason. You know, I mean, they've also blocked Obama's
shipping
head
guns.
Of the EPA. There's no
shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment as treason.
You know, at some point, it just becomes more about hating him than loving your country.
No,
hit pause.
I hate America.
Hit pause.
That's really what it is.
It's hating America. I'm going to play the rest when we come back and then go to our guest. It's hating America. Let me tell you something. If we had a black president that was like Ron Paul, I would wash his feet. I could. What makes me mad is I really don't care what color you are. The problem is they now attach in the media what color you are is what you're supposedly to stand for. Like, oh, owning guns and owning your own property and running your own life, that's an old white guy thing. You know, we're the winning team. We're the Hispanics and the black people, and we like Che Guevara and communism. And I'm like, do you know what communism produces? It's not communism. It's just a group of thugs running things. I want liberty for Mexico. I want liberty for Argentina. I want liberty for Nigeria. In my heart, I have goodwill. But I also know if they don't have liberty, I'm not going to have it intellectually. We're going to come back to the disgusting demon. Can't even say his name, Michael Moore.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It certainly is, my friends. Briefly here, we are expanding our news gathering operation, getting more reporters, producing films. We have the nightly news, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are just going 110% in the face of tyranny because we have a chance of really hitting flashpoint, jump point, and waking this country and the world up. And as America goes, so goes the rest of the world. They used to say, as Texas goes, so goes the nation. Well, as Texas goes, so goes America. And as America goes, so goes the world. Because we're not perfect, but compared to other countries, we've had a bigger share of freedom. And that's why we've been so successful. 5% of the world's population had half the wealth. Bring in collectivism, we're now about 30% of the world's wealth in just 20 years. We need to reverse that now. And we sell the very best books, videos, T-shirts, documentaries, pro-Second Amendment info, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. We have The Keep or Not to Keep, written by Pastor Chuck Baldwin and Tim Baldwin, this constitutional lawyer's son. Very powerful book to give anti-gun preachers. They're being brainwashed. We have the pro-gun, come and take it, T-shirts. We have Richard Belzer's new book, Hit List. We have all the books on vaccines and how deadly they are. I don't know, it's got to be 1,000 items. Shortwave radios, the lowest prices. And ProPure water filters, the best. It's what I use, what I researched, and I went out and got as a sponsor. The best stainless steel gravity-fed filters anywhere. The lowest price, 10% off with promo code WATER. Promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. Or when you call the toll-free number, tell them that. You get 10% off all the water filtration, but also the Live Straw, the ProPure, you name it. 888-253-3139. And we get our message of liberty out the old-fashioned way. We sell and promote things we believe in, and if you believe in our message and our products, you voluntarily buy them and fund us. We're not the IRS taking it and giving it to the private Federal Reserve or MSNBC and stimulus money to then come out and attack the family and the Second Amendment. So vote with your dollars today, InfoWarsStore.com, and vote with your mouth and your email and your Facebook and your Twitter, which you're doing. There's a reason we're reaching. I don't even want to say how many people a week. It sounds insane. The point is we're reaching a lot of people. I'm really asking for it, too, let me tell you. 888-253. Hey, nobody can say at the end of this that I didn't stand up for liberty, though. 888-253-3139. Nobody can say I kissed the devil's stinking rump, either. Anyways, 888-253-3139, ladies and gentlemen, to support the InfoWar. And you can get 11 memberships in Operation Awaking the Sleeping Giant, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. That's each month. That's 55 cents per person. One membership can be used by 11 people simultaneously to see the nightly news, all the films, download them, see the video of the radio show. If you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, what is keeping you? And if you are a member, what's keeping you from giving gift cards with a username passcode you can share with everybody? PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, that's enough. Boom. Just midair refueling and the expansion of the operation here. I want to play these clips and go to our guest on this. And then Adam Kokesh locked up. He's at a marijuana legalization rally. Whether you support that or not, only 6% of Americans say lock up marijuana smokers. He was arrested. They singled him out because he's a pro-Second Amendment guy. We're going to break that down with our guest, his producers, here in a moment from their TV studio. But first off, let's finish this clip of Michael Moore, the host of the show, had just said there on Bill Maher's program that it's treason to not do what Obama wants. And then Moore says, we hate America. Because we don't want to just bring in 30 million people and give them free welfare and bankrupt the country and hand in our guns. And then he says Americans want to not have guns. In fake polls they've got. They've sold hundreds of millions of guns the last few years. Everybody's getting into guns. You're losing the culture war, scum. So they declare they're winning it in a giant hoax. Here it is.
No, they hate America.
That's you hate America, you piece of crap. America.
Yeah, I think these conservatives and right-wingers really, for as much as they say they love this country, they hate it.
Hit pause.
They hate the government.
Hit pause. Back it up again. Man, you read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Constitution. It sounds like Alex Jones and Ron Paul. Okay? Not you. You read what the Soviets and the Nazis did politically. It sounds like you, Pig Moore. Pig Morris, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you make me sick what a liar you are. Just the outrageousness of an anti-American piece of crap like you. Excuse me. I'm trying to control myself. You know, he had his bodyguards. It's on video back in 2004. He's out the street in New York. I go up to talk to him. I'm like 10 feet away. They elbow me. I elbow the guy right back. They like groaning backed off. I'm like, yeah, you think I'm one of these people? You're going to punch me and not get it back, you scum? That guy's got six bodyguards with guns, but he doesn't think you have a right to own them. It's a piece of trash. Let's go back to the liar. Go back to him.
No, they hate America. That's really what it is.
Hate you.
Yeah, I think these conservatives and right-wingers really, for as much as they say they love this country, they hate it. They hate the government.
I hate globalists like you have taken it over.
No. Well, it shouldn't be. The government's supposed to be of, by, and for the people, right?
Right. But it's not.
So why is the government...
But it persecutes people with tax records, you piece of trash.
Because, Mike, it got taken over by a Kenyan socialist. That's why... That's why we need our guns.
From Cincinnati.
Yeah, we might have to take over the government.
Yeah. Listen, here's the good news.
Hit pause.
I'm not as depressed about this.
It's all lies. We're going to our guest. It's all lies. Obama has seven czars that have quoted Mao Zedong. That's the biggest mass murder in history. I mean, it's these creepy, weirdo authoritarians who just said it's tyranny not to do what they want, but that they're not tyrannical, that it's treason not to do what they want. And then he's such a liar. They later say the healthcare law is cutting healthcare costs in half when it's doubled it. That's even the White House admits it. They just think you're stupid. They're not liberals. I'm a real liberal, folks. If you want to use a Thomas Jefferson term. Yeah, I'm an extreme right winger nowadays because all the terms are scrambled. Let's go back to this piece of trash. Let's go back to the clip here of Michael Moore.
They hate America. That's really what it is.
They hate America.
Yeah, I think these conservatives and right wingers really, that for as much as they say they love this country, they hate it. They hate the government. They hate people.
But those are two different things, aren't they?
No. Well, it shouldn't be. The government's supposed to be of, by, and for the people, right?
That's the line. So Obama's like, don't worry about the government. It's the people. There's no tyranny.
Because Mike, it got taken over by a Kenyan socialist. That's why. That's why we need our guns.
From Cincinnati.
He has a southern accent. He's a bigot.
Yeah.
He's a bigot.
Listen, here's the good news.
That piece of trash thinks he's better than everybody.
You are, because as all the polls show, the next generation coming up, they don't agree with any of this nonsense.
And they got they five times the
guns.
Cancer rate. You've done a good job on them.
To young people.
They're totally brain damaged.
They're not bigots. They're not haters. Right. 81% of young adults support gay marriage. They support legalization.
Less religious.
Less, yes.
Oh, it's Obama arresting all the pot smokers. I can't hear any more of it. Shut it down. All right, I'm going to our guest. I appreciate him holding. We're going to break here in a minute or two. But joining us are Lucas Jewell and one of the other hosts there of the show. Pardon me?
Daryl Young.
We're just going to go to you after the break. We're going to go to you after the break that way. Because cool. I didn't know we were going to have two guests on, and that's great, but I'm going to get these names straight on a piece of paper when I come back after this break. We're going to find out exactly what has gone on with Adam Kokesh, again, who is a talk show host, been a frequent guest of this show. I don't cheerlead him having an armed march on Washington because I know they're going to try to set something up. And I know how the media will spin it, but I also understand they're right to have an armed march on Washington when the Supreme Court has ruled their anti-gun laws are unconstitutional there inside of D.C. So it's civil disobedience. Now, the police chief said famously a week ago, I'll arrest Kokesh and these people. We will allow protesting, which is civil disobedience, but we won't allow people with guns. Only the government can have guns. Civil disobedience is violating a law that's unconstitutional. You're violating the law arresting peaceful protesters in D.C. all the time and not allowing it. So she's like, I'll allow unarmed protesters, which you don't normally do because you're a color of law thug, but you won't allow other people to do that. So, again, they just think everybody's stupid. Civil disobedience was black people saying, I'm not going to sit at the lunch counter, at the black restaurant only. And there's not even or the black bathroom when it doesn't exist. That's the parking lot. I'm going to come into the so-called white restaurants and I'm going to order food at lunch, which was against the law, or I'm going to sit at the front of the bus.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is in
Lee. All right, final segment. I appreciate our guest joining us for the Adam versus the Man radio TV show. Only 6% of Americans think marijuana possession should be punished with jail time. A new Reason Roop poll put out by Reason Magazine found. And look, I'm not a big marijuana guy. I know George Soros promotes it because he wants to dumb the public down. It's kind of one of the few liberal things actual, establishment people can push. It's like, yeah, gay marriage, have your marijuana. But libertarians have been saying decriminalize it forever because it's just used to put peaceful people in prison. Now, who Adam Kokesh is, a lot of you. He's a talk show host who said he's going to have an armed march peacefully on D.C. as, like I just said, like black people sitting at the front of the bus saying, I'm not going to sit at the back of the bus. If the Supreme Court said you can have loaded rifles in D.C., why can't we march 5 years later after that with the rifles? Others have said this will be used to provocateur and start some type of big event. I don't think the establishment wants that to happen, but I did warn Kokesh on and off air. I said, they're going to come after you. Now, he was in another city doing a marijuana demonstration, And they singled him out and tackled him and arrested him. And now to tell us what they're charging him with, what's happening, here it is. Philadelphia police arrest marijuana activist at peaceful demonstration. And joining us are Lucas Jewell, his producer, and his podcast producer, Daryl Young. Gentlemen, you've got the floor for the balance of this segment. I appreciate you coming on. Looks to me on the like on the video that they singled him out. What happened there?
Thank you for having us, brother. Now, for starters, this is our fifth rally that we had for Smoke Down. So for them to come and attack us now, there had to have been a reason. But we originally arrived in Philadelphia for our End of Fed rally, which started about 12 o'clock. So as us arriving in Philadelphia early, we noticed by the Liberty Bell, where we normally host these Smoke Down rallies, that they had a fence gate around the area where we normally stand and promote our peaceful Smoke Down rally. And early in the day, there was massive police there. And I guess there was a officer that had a, how should I phrase it, like a stack of paperwork. So my assumption is, hey, are those paperwork of people that they're going to be looking for in advance? Because we had never seen this area gated off as it was that day. So we walked around, asked all of the hosts of the event, did they request this gate to be surrounded the area? Nobody had any information.
No, they put it up as a non-escape thing for their prey.
Yes, sir. And on the gate, it did state this area is for a rally for people that's going to be smoking a controlled substance. And nobody that hosted the event knew any information about this gate. So from the beginning, this seemed real fishy. So we had a meeting about 1 or 2 o'clock, just discussing if we was to get arrested, what would be our game plan and how do we go about, you know, I guess, regrouping and making sure that everybody's okay. So as the event started, as we normally do, we light up about 4:20. Adam did not smoke anything. All of a sudden, they came and grabbed Adam and our brother N.A. Poe from the Panic Hour for no reason. They arrested other people for smoking, but Adam did not smoke anything. For anybody that's been following and or watching Adam, they know the reason why they picked him up. They have not provided any information on why they detained him. He was picked up by park rangers, brought to a police station. When we went to police station, they said they have no information to provide to us. That's just a holding cell. We went to the Fed building. Our assumption is that the federal agents have him. We have no information on his whereabouts. He has not contacted us.
Oh, my God. I would have gone to you earlier in the first of the show if I'd have known this. My goodness, he's disappeared. This is breaking news.
Alex, we have not made contact with Adam, but we do know where he's at. It's public information. It's on the internet.
Okay.
But we have not been able to make contact. Supposedly, N.A. Poe, who was also arrested, has been able to make contact through a lawyer.
Sure. Well, they weren't using the opium the government ships in on C-130s publicly or the cocaine they ship in on the major bank aircraft that Bloomberg reports on. So that's the reason they hate pot is it doesn't kill you like the other drugs and they don't control it. But tell us where he is for people that may want to get in contact.
I don't have the exact address, but there is a federal jail located about a block or two away from the Liberty Bell Independence Hall.
I apologize. 700 and Arch Street will be the address to the jail that he's referring to.
Yeah, but see, I saw that in your Facebook yesterday. We had an article on Infowars.com. This is a big deal that it's a local state marijuana law and he's in a federal jail. This is huge, man. This is a big deal. Just the fact that the feds come in and grab him. So it was the Rangers that singled him out. And now what is this I hear they're claiming he resisted? Because the video, he didn't resist our government gods.
From the video shows that he peacefully raised his arms very civilly.
Well, that's to show that he doesn't have a weapon so they can't pop him, yeah.
Well, and also to show that he's nonviolent, you know, he's compliant. But our whole movement is about nonviolence. That's what the Liberty Movement is about.
But that's why you're so evil, yeah.
Right. The whole movement is about nonviolence, and when the government tries to regulate what you can and cannot put into your own body, it's inherently violent. So, law...
Yeah, but I've seen the video. Violence. He puts his hands up, then they tackle him acting like he's done something. I mean, I've seen him with people on the ground doing nothing, stomp their brain in, and then charge him with assault. I mean, it's such a screwed-up government, man. It's like North Korea, and now he's disappeared into a federal labyrinth in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir. We also, something I just want to clarify, a lot of people on the internet are talking about the Libertarian State Senate candidate Don DeZarn. People are claiming that he planted something on Adam or anything like that. I just want to clear his name. I spoke to him earlier. I've watched the tape. And I can confirm that he didn't plan anything on Adam. And Adam actually doesn't have any drug charges. When I spoke to the people I spoke to, I was told it was just resisting arrest and failure to process.
Yeah, sure. The video you're talking about is it looks like one of the federal police is trying to put something in his pants or grab his belt, either or. So you're saying that guy's a libertarian candidate?
No, you can see on, I don't know if we're watching the same angle, but you can see in one of the angles that it was Don DeZarn, who was actually a speaker at the event, and he was being tackled. It looked like he was maybe going to grab Adam to keep his balance or something like that. But I get it.
And then people thought it was a cop's hand. Okay. Right, all right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. I didn't think it looked like something was being planted by the cop either. When we debated it, because it just looked like he's trying to grab his belt. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clear his name.
Yeah, we've cleared it now. That's fine. I didn't even know the guy's name. So he's in this federal jail.
Correct. And me and Daryl and members of the Adam vs. the Man team will be going to Philadelphia tomorrow. We just got back today. We're here in Virginia, and we will be organizing individuals who wish to demand Adam's release. We will be there for when they set the bail, and we will get Adam out of custody as soon as possible. And when we do, be sure to give Alex Jones and InfoWars first dibs.
Please come out there and show your support, because whether or not you support Adam Kokesh, this could be a friend of yours. This could be you that they illegally detained. We need to stand up now before it's too late, people. We need to stand up
now.
Yeah,
but he's saying he's going to march on D.C. He's at a, quote, federal park in Philadelphia. And then now, normally the feds would hand him over to local police if they claim something. They disappear him into a federal building when he's done nothing. This is a federal kidnapping.
Yes, sir, it is. Indeed, it is.
Yes, sir. And Alex, I just want to thank you for shedding light on this important issue.
No. Please don't thank me. Listen, we're all hanging together, hang separate. Let's get back to this. You were there. We've seen the video. He's standing there in a suit. They come over and grab him. He puts his hands up. They throw him on the ground. And then he goes to jail. I mean, that's like Russia or something.
Yeah, also, it's kind of funny. I saw people who got arrested and then were released with citations. I saw people who were detained and then released without a citation. But I guess if you're a man demanding or calling for an armed revolt on D.C., you get a little bit of a special treatment.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I got to say that this is really creepy, because how did it start? He's just standing there? That's what we see. And they grab him? I mean,
Adam was the keynote speaker, and he was delivering the final address, and we gave the call for everyone to light up. One person had already been arrested, and all of a sudden these goons in funny costumes with shiny badges came and kidnapped our boss and friend.
Well, they take people's kids with badges. Maybe it's okay. Maybe anything government does is okay.
That's actually what the officer at the police station told us. He's an adult. Don't worry about where he's at, is what she told us, angrily yelling at us. And we're just politely trying to get information on our close friend. She said, he's an adult. Are you a lawyer? Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
Guys, we're going to have you on for a full hour tomorrow and take calls here, because I put you, you know, at the end of the show, and I didn't even realize that it was even worse than I thought. And see, this is kind of normal in America. Yeah, you go to a rally to speak, and you're not even smoking pot, and you just disappear, and you disappear into a federal building. That's just how it is. You know, hey, where'd Bob go? Oh, he disappeared one time. Don't worry about it. NDAA. I want to get you guys set up to take phone calls tomorrow, and hopefully Adam will be back, but maybe he's at Guantanamo Bay. I mean, you know, unbelievable. Infowars.com, folks. The resistance starts there. Never give up.